Blog Talk Radio.
Get the answers to life's questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show that was created so that you could ask those questions about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants you to have, the answers that can actually help you to make those changes. And so right now I'm trying to figure out what it is that I am thinking that's keeping this computer from working correctly. It seems like my computer always stops working correctly on Tuesdays and Fridays. So I need to figure out what I'm thinking so I can let go of those thoughts so this can actually flow. All right, I have a special guest today. And hold on, I'm going to click on you now, Jenna. And hopefully you'll come in. Hi. There you are, yay.
Well, you know, I wasn't really sure how to do it, so I called in and I hit the number one. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I am.
Yeah. I wasn't sure how to do it because, you know, I called in and I hit the number one, so is it okay?
That's exactly what you were supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
So
the only reason why I questioned it. The only reason why I questioned it, because if other people start calling in, how are we going to get to them? You put me on hold or something?
No, I can have more than one person on talking at the same time.
All right. And, you know, you say your computer was acting wacky. So was mine. It was like, okay, are these energies so live and about that we're causing these computers to go wacky?
Well, you know, we are having some very strong energies around and about us for at least the next 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, that's probably a part of it because we've been in the middle of all of this activity, this cosmic activity for the last month, and apparently it's not computer friendly.
Oh, because it's like right before I was calling in, my phone went wacky, and I was like, okay, let me calm myself down because maybe I'm causing it.
I don't think it's you. Unless you're just affecting everyone. And you are that powerful, so it could be.
That's right. That's right. We are, aren't we?
Yes. Okay. I think that everything is back where it needs to be. Although, according to my computer, I am not connected to the internet. But luckily, it's acting like it is, so...
So I connected too.
That's so weird. Okay, so tell people about yourself.
Well, I'm Janetta, and a little bit about me. What do you say about yourself, you know? Anyway, I grew up in a military family, and I think my spiritual journey was following me all my life. You know, I can remember writing poetry as a young adult, young teen, young girl, and I can look back now at those poems, and they're like little spiritual messages guiding me along my path. So I just love writing poetry. I let the flow of the spirit come through me, and I know that it's spiritual because I can't recite them. I can't remember them. It's like, okay, here, this is what we want to tell you for now, and it comes out, and it's beautiful. And I always say it's just like a beautiful song, but it's like the script as you're writing, it just flows like a beautiful song. It's awesome. I've been friends with you now almost, what, 4 or 5 years now? I think about 4 years.
I think so.
'Cause now, yeah, my daughter is in senior in college now. So, hey. And she was in middle school when I first started calling and talking and everything and listening. So now I'm going into a new phase in spirituality with you, Barbara, with the Infinity Healing. And it has been wonderful. It has been wonderful where we can release, let go, and continue to grow and to be spiritual and the upliftment of Infinity Healing. So listeners, if you're out there, you know, check out Barbara and the Infinity Healing, because I am one to tell you that it works. For me, just releasing things from your childhood, even that you didn't even think was in existence as an adult, can be released, and it'll take you to different heights of elevation. So that's a little bit about me. And I just enjoy being able to spread the word about Barbara's Infinity Healing and helping people and just living life to the fullest of what you want to do instead of what other people want you to do.
Yes, and that makes a huge difference when you are doing what is right for you instead of what's right for others.
Mm-hmm.
And really that ties into a dream that I was having. And every night before I go to sleep, I ask my guidance to come to me in my dreams to teach me things that I need to learn, to show me what I need to release, to help me release it, or just completely just wipe it away on their own if they want to do that. And this morning I woke up in a dream about some people that I know. I'm a member of Toastmasters, so I practice my speaking so I can let go of the ums and ahs and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And that's what I was dreaming about. I was dreaming about the members of my club, and they were showing me how I was trying to control other people and get them to do what I thought they should do. And I didn't even realize I was doing that. And apparently I was feeling some resentment because these people were not really going along with what I thought they should do. Nothing more irritating than trying to manipulate people who refuse to be manipulated. I tell you, that just irks me. If they would just listen to me, because I know what I'm talking about. So my guidance was showing me that I was actually presenting that kind of energy. And
wow.
So I was doing some Infinity Healing when I woke up to let... I don't want people to feel like I'm pushing them, you know, because then people tend to go away because you're pushing them away. And I didn't realize that was the energy that I was giving off. I thought I was being this wonderful, loving, accepting, you know, I'm just ready to hug the whole world kind of person. And actually, I was being a bossy little person. So.
Well, I don't get that from you. I don't get that from you at all. I just feel your love and your, especially when you're speaking about spirituality and just growing and learning, it's just so embracing. So for me personally, what you put out is receiving as love's embrace, and I just love it because you just, you know, it's like a warm blanket on a winter day. I just love it, and it's just so comforting.
Well, you know, that's the kind of energy that I want to be radiating in every moment. But I guess there are still some situations in my life where I step out of my spiritual connection and into my ego. And the ego can be such a wonderful little tool for learning what you don't want to do. So...
Right, but then with the ego, we have to understand how ego feels. So, Barbara, I mean, what's the difference between when you know that it's coming from ego or you know it's coming from spirit? You know, that's something that people have often asked me. And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, for me, it's just like a feeling, but you can't describe the feeling to individuals that feel like, you know, I'm not being egotistical. What do you mean? I'm not doing that. So, how do you describe that, you know?
It is something that's difficult to explain because until you've experienced it, you don't really understand or really know what it is that's going on. One of the ways that you can tell is by looking at the results, looking at the situation. If there's a situation in your life that's not going well and you keep asking for guidance and then you keep doing things and the things you're doing are not working, it's not changing anything, more than likely you're not actually listening to your guidance. You're still coming from ego. Ego is pushy. Ego is manipulative. Ego can be bossy. Ego can be totally disrespectful. Your guidance is warm and loving and accepting and unconditional. So if you're listening to your guidance while you're with someone that, you know, that you don't like for whatever reason, while you're in that energy of I don't like this person, you're in ego because guidance never puts you in that kind of energy. The energy that you get from guidance is all about love, all about being open, it's all about accepting. It's about seeing the good in everybody, no matter who they are. So guidance just feels so much better.
Yeah.
It feels so much more comfortable. So I hope that gives everybody an idea about things in their lives.
Especially this day and time because, you know, we tend to see a lot of things outside of ourselves and it can, that can manipulate how you're feeling. You know, you wake up on a good day and you're feeling good and you get to work and it's like, oh my goodness, why am I here? or just a situation could happen to shift you, you know? And we talked about that yesterday, you know, and it's just, being able to recognize that and knowing that you can be a part from it than a part of it. And that makes you feel really good when you can stand back and say, you know, I don't have to be into this right here. Let me just shift my energies and still be happy. Be happy with life. Be grateful for the things that you do have. If you are on a job that is getting on your nerves, be thankful that you do have a job because some people don't have one and would gladly switch places with you, regardless of the difficulty or the energies that are being put forth. And knowing how to deal with that is just being in the midst of it and knowing how to just embrace whatever's going on that's of the negative and make it positive in your life, you know?
And we often have limitations that we have imposed on our own lives. I can think back to when I was in corporate America and I was doing a job that I actually liked my job, but I had this belief that I had a glass ceiling for myself as far as my receiving recognition, my receiving raises, anything connected with my performance on my job. Now, I was good at my job, and I did everything that I was asked to do, plus more, because I'm one of those people that's, you know, always doing that. And I didn't let myself become who I have the potential to be because of my beliefs about me. And so there was absolutely nothing wrong with the job, nothing wrong with the people I was working with, nothing wrong with the work that I was doing. It was all me. I was holding myself back, and I didn't realize that I was doing it. So if you have a job, you know, where at the end of the day or whatever, you are sitting there thinking, why don't these people recognize me? Why can't I get a raise? Why do I always have to do all the crappy work? It's because you are putting those limits on yourself, and you just don't realize that that's coming from you. We really are the ones who create everything we experience. And so if you're experiencing that your job is really crappy or the people you work with are really crappy or no one loves you, no one appreciates you, that's all you. That's all stuff that you are putting out about you. And other people are giving you what you are putting out there. So if you are saying, people treat me like crap, people are treating you like crap because you asked for it.
Wow. And that's the hardest thing that individuals look at. It's the hardest thing is to look at yourself and think that you're doing it, because nobody wants to be wrong. Nobody wants to take the blame of their own downfall. But I think when you look at it from a spiritual aspect and you say, okay, well, it's the alert of it or the speaking out of it and saying that I don't like this and I don't want this and why is this job like that, that to me is like it's spiritually, it's telling you, hey, you recognize that this is what's happening, so now it's time for you to correct it, and you can do it. There is no right and wrong. It's just the experience and the lesson. And then once you figure it out and make changes, that's when the miracles start happening. That's when your, I call it the, you know, like the fairy dust or the I Dream a Genie, or not I Dream a Genie, but the genie, the rubbing of the genie lamp. That you can make things start happening. You know, think about that. What if you had your imaginary genie lamp and you said, okay, I'm here at this job and it's making me, you know, it's giving me discomfort. But then again, hey, it's me. Hey, genie, which is yourself. Say, look, okay, I want these changes made and I can do this and I know I can do this. And let me just see if this is going to work. And you do it, and then all of a sudden, you change the vibration of where you are, and things start happening. Those are the miracles. That's your genie rub of the lamp, you know? Instead of, we can all sit back and keep pulling out the negative attributes of everything. But once you recognize and say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of going into this negativity pool of quicksand. Let me raise up out of here, you know? Then you really start getting the raises, right? And that's the beauty of life. That's the beauty of life. You can change it, you know? You can change it. You have a right to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and you have the power to do it, too. People don't realize that they have power. Okay, let's go to our caller at area code 213. Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to make a. This is Dean calling from California.
Hi, Dean.
Hi.
Dean.
Good. I'm enjoying the conversation. When you said we call some of our things by speaking into our life, Instead of looking at it as a negative, you said figure it as positive. And I was just thinking about that, like, you know, that's empowering right there, because if we had that much power to speak that negative in our life, you know, if we just flip it around, I was thinking, I'm like, that's something. I was thinking the same thing, like, dang, if I'm, you know, how can I get out of this if I'm keep speaking this bad energy around me and stuff like that. But then, you know, I was hearing you say, like, I can flip that and say, if I got that power to do that, I must have the power to, if I can make it bad, I must have the power to speak good in there too. So I'm just enjoying the conversation.
You're absolutely right. You know, you have that power, right?
I receive that.
You know, that's one of the beautiful things about life and about everything that's going on in our lives. When we start to realize that we really are the ones creating it, it's, in some ways, it can be totally overwhelming, because we look at the things in our lives and we're like, oh my gosh, I didn't create this crap, you know. But we did. But
exactly.
It's nothing bad. It's not like I'm saying you did something wrong and I'm going to have to punish you because you created this horrible mess, you know, like a parent scolding their child for putting the toys on the floor, which really doesn't make any sense because where else are they going to put the toys? But that's a completely different thing in a way, and in the way it's not, because that's what we grow up to believe. Because when we were little, if we made a mess, we got scolded. So we grow up and we think, okay, my life is a mess, so I must need to be punished. And some of us actually go out looking for punishment. So when we recognize that we actually don't need to be the way we were taught to be, even though our parents did a wonderful job and taught us everything that they knew, they really didn't know what they were doing, and neither do we. So we're coming to that realization and allowing ourselves to change. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Right. And that's the beauty of it, that once we recognize the change that needs to be made, that you can change it. Now, like I was saying, you know, I grew up in a military family. It's like, do as I say, not as I do, and you better do it right. So I had to be totally transformed, because, you know, you're trained a certain way, you do things a certain way every day, you know. And I tell anybody, if you're going to work the same way every day, take a different route, because there's another way to get there. And see the scenery and start looking at your life. Where do you fit in there? And do it. It's so much fun.
So, Dean, what area of your life, if you just had to pick one, would you like to start changing right now?
Well, I think about, like, you know, like the vibrations you guys were talking about. I'm just so busy. I have to find that time, you know, to slow things down. I've been thinking about meditating and stuff like that, you know, but it's hard to quiet that monkey in the cage and lock him up, as Russell Simmons would say. It's hard because my thoughts continuously don't turn off. But that's going to be my journey, like trying to, you know, slow things down, turn some stuff off in my mind so I can actually hear, I would say, the answers to questions I have. You know, when your spirit speaks to you, you know, I can't hear it because I'm just so busy. But, you know, I guess that's what I would like to do, is just, like, slow things down, you know. I'm thinking about meditation or something.
Okay. Well, like we were mentioning before, one of the things I do is called Infinity Healing, which I think is just absolutely amazing. And my guidance would like for me to do that with you now, if you are willing to receive the energy of Infinity Healing. So are you willing to receive this energy?
Yes.
Okay. So I will simply ask you some questions, and if you say yes, I'll tell you to take some nice deep breaths. And with every breath you are taking, you are actually saying yes more and more to God, the universe, the creator, whatever name works for you. And this energy is coming to you directly from God. It's not going through me and coming to you. It's directly to you. And I will be saying what your guidance is telling me you need to hear to make these adjustments in your life. Okay. And there's no negative side to this, although some people, you know, afterwards feel like they really need to take a nap. I encourage you to drink lots of water. And you're going to
be going through some changes.
Go ahead. I think you'll like it. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you have a monkey mind, that your mind is always supposed to be chattering and working and all of this stuff running in the background, and that it's absolutely impossible for you to have quiet time just to contemplate your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Okay, and I forgot to mention that anybody else who wants to have this same work done on them, all you have to do is say yes and take the breaths along with us, because that's what Janetta and I are doing along with Dean. And God is more than willing to have everybody share in this energy. Okay, Dean, would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that God is within you? There is never a time when you are not connected with God, and that there is absolutely nothing, nothing that God would not do for you. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, so I can feel your energy shifting. What are you feeling?
I'm kind of feeling relaxed. You know, it's peace right now, which is like I don't get a lot of, but, you know, it's welcomed. Welcome to peace.
Good. Yeah, it's like you're... Okay, the song The Storm Is Over is now playing in my mind. Like the clouds are parting. That's the image I was getting. Okay, let's see if there's something else they want us to have you let go of right now to allow yourself to have time for yourself. Because that's really what it comes down to. We get this...
Right.
We get trained that everything else in the whole world is more important than we are. And so this is bringing you back to the realization that there is nothing more important than you in your own life, because you are responsible for you and you are not responsible for the world. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that in your life, the person who should always come first is you, because you are responsible for you. You are not responsible for anybody else. And in order for you to be the very best that you can be and to give the very best energy that is possible to anyone and everyone in the world, you have to take care of you. If you're okay with that, say yes.
Yes, two times.
Okay, and take three nice deep breaths. So, Dean, do you have a fear that you will never make it to the top? You will never achieve the big goal, whatever that is, in your own life?
I don't have a fear that I won't get there. It's just frustrating. The time I know I'm gonna get there because of steps that I've taken, but it's just frustrating the length of time it's taking to get there.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for clearing any and all negativity that you have or you feel around accomplishing your goals in life? Because these are the ways that you actually get in your own way. So would you like to let all of that go? If so, say yes.
I don't want to say hell yes, but that's how I'm feeling, but yes.
Well, then just take three nice deep breaths. And so would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you can do anything, anything that anyone has ever achieved in any lifetime is possible for you, that God is on your side and God wants you to be even more than you have ever imagined, and that there is absolutely nothing to prevent you from being the most incredibly successful person on the face of the earth except for your beliefs. And all you have to do is let those beliefs go. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Oh, boy, your energy is buzzing now. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great right about now. It's very relaxed.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
And one of the things that I've come to realize for me especially is that when it comes to, you know, meditating or anything like that, I don't do it the traditional way, because if I just sit there in the quiet, I'm going to fall asleep. Every single time,
right,
I fall asleep. So I find that there are other ways that I meditate. One of the ways that I actually meditate is when I'm playing solitaire on the computer, because I guess it gives my mind something to do. But while my mind is playing this game, I'm actually having conversations with, you know, the divine beings that I talk to.
Wow.
So that works for me. Some people, it's when they're gardening or even washing the dishes. I love to go in the kitchen and create things when I'm cooking. And whenever I'm doing that, I'm also talking with my guidance. I'm talking to them to the extent of, I'm saying, you know, what spices should I put in here and how much, and tell me when to stop and things like that. And they do, and the food tastes better. So this is just part of my way of connecting with my guidance. It's not just limited to when you're sitting there. I also talk to them when I'm driving. I don't even turn my radio on anymore because I'm always having conversations while I'm driving. So don't limit yourself to, you know, the way that people have taught you about connecting and meditating and all of that. You can connect anywhere and everywhere because they're always with you. There's never a time when they're going to say, oh, no, we're busy over here. We can't come to you right now. You know, they always have time for you because they love you so much. And they want me to say that to you again. They love you so much. So find out what works for you.
Thank you. This was very helpful, very relaxing, and, you know, a good mantra for me, you know, between the breaths. You know, I appreciate that.
And I just wanted to say real quick that I just wanted to say, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say that I used to think that I had to do this meditation, and, you know, I don't think meditation is wrong or anything like that. You have to align yourself up with what works best for you. You know, I used to, like, look at meditation like, you know, you go to a store and buy a shirt and pants, you know what color and everything. So I was on this adventure to try to find out what meditation was good for Janetta. And, I mean, maybe I just wasn't aligned up with that type of connecting or aligning. And I tell you, with Barbara's infinity healing, like, it's right for me, you know. And like I say, all those that do meditation, God bless you, because it works for you. And you just have to find what works for you, you know. And it doesn't have to be where you have to do it at a certain time of the day, or you do it at night and you fall asleep. And just as Barbara was saying, you know, you listen, you get into that quietness of your mind. And like you say, Dean, you're somebody who's out there, you're working, there's just a lot going on. The times that you're in between, driving in that car, going to point A to point B, cut off every, take a deep breath, keep your eyes open, though, while you're driving.
That helps.
And then just connect. Just connect.
Exactly.
Well, wonderful, Dean. Well, did you have any questions or anything?
How often do you, you know, have these moments where you steal time away for yourself and stuff like that?
Well, see, my life has evolved to the point where there is no separation between me and my guidance. They're always there. They're always a part of my life. Now, I do, usually in the evenings when I'm, you know, winding down at the end of the day, I will take some time. And sometimes when I go to bed, the first thing I want to do, when I think, you know, I'm ready to go to sleep and I lay down and it's like my mind says, oh, no, we need to play solitaire. So so I pull out the solitaire and I play and I have conversations with my guidance while I'm playing this game. And eventually my eyes just close and I fall asleep. I don't have a particular time set aside for this connection, because this connection is a normal part of every moment of my life now.
I know it's always there, but then I guess it was like acknowledging that it's always there. You know, I know it's there, but it's just like, you know, someone standing beside you all day, but then how often should you acknowledge them, like, you know, and stuff like that. So I get what you're saying, just like whenever, instead of like structuring it, just let it be organic, I guess, which is something I got to learn too, instead of like structuring everything, and which I'm used to, like, just let it be organic, I guess, what you were saying to me.
Yeah, just let it be a natural part of who you are and what you're experiencing. I don't even know sometimes whether the words that are coming out of my mouth are coming from my brain or if they're coming from my guidance, because I've given them permission to always flow through me anytime they want to. And so when I'm talking with someone, I think most of the time it's not coming out of my brain. It's coming from my guidance, which is okay with me because they always know the right thing to say, and my brain just never could get that concept down. So it's opening up and allowing and just going with the flow, like you said. So find what works for you.
That helps me get rid of the ego. I guess you guys were saying in the beginning, Black Card, and you guys were talking about how to tell the difference between the ego and, you know, and your guide self. So that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your guidance just feels so much better. And your guidance is never loud. You know, they never yell at you. Even if you're doing the most incredibly stupid thing in the world, which everybody has done, your guidance will never yell at you. My guidance, they crack me up sometimes, Joe, because they'll tell me what I need to do, and I'll say, but that's not what I want to do. And, you know, that little part of me that wants to stir up a fight, well, guidance doesn't fight. They'll just say to me, you do whatever works best for you and know that we love you. That just really ruins the whole argument, you know?
Exactly.
But that's the way they are, because they are always coming from love. And
right.
One of the things that is really interesting to me is they've been showing me this week. They're always teaching me more, but they've been showing me this week about surrendering. Because when there are things that are going completely wrong in our lives, we ask God for help. You know, we pray that this situation will be resolved, and we pray and we pray and we pray and we pray. And they were telling me about surrendering. And when you surrender something to God, your angels, whomever it is you're giving it to, when you give it to them, that's it. You don't ever think about it again. You don't do anything unless you are inspired to do it. There is absolutely no connection between you and what you have given to them. So if you are praying about it and giving it to them, and then the next night you start praying about it again, you haven't actually surrendered anything. You're still trying to be in control, because once you surrender, you let it go. And that's what that whole let go and let God thing is about. But most of the times, we don't let go. You know, we at least keep one little finger in there just in case, you know. Just in case you got to pull it back.
See, it's hard to give up control. Once you've been in control all your life, I even have a hard time going on airplanes because someone else is in control. But I have to be on airplanes all the time, so... I get that, just giving that control to somebody else. It's hard, but it's a must if you're going to go forward.
Absolutely.
And it just brings so much peace into your life when you actually let it go. Like if you walk on that plane and when you walk through the door, you say, okay, God, it's in your hands. Then you can go sit back, read a book, you know, whatever it is you want to do, and you don't have to worry about that plane or anybody on that plane. You can just have a good old time.
Exactly.
Why do we keep ourselves from doing that? Yeah. Right. You have to trust the people who are flying it. They've all been trained. That's what they decided they wanted to do with their lives. Let them do it.
Exactly.
Well, wonderful. So, Dean, was there anything else? Apparently, this is the Barbara, Janetta, and Dean hour.
Well, you know, I appreciate both you guys. And, again, I'll just fall back and listen and stuff like that. But I so appreciate it. And, again, it helped 10,000 times. So, you know, bless up to both of y'all.
Well, thank you so much for stepping forward, Dean, and joining in the conversation. So we appreciate you. Okay,
yes, yes.
I'm
God
going
bless
to
you guys.
Meet you. You too, sweetheart. Okay. Oh, they want me to mention now that on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, if you click on the Schedule Now button, you get to a page that has a discovery session that you can book. This is a 20-minute free session where I will do infinity healing with you. We will clear whatever issues it is you want to clear so that you can really have the experience of this incredible energy. And I really, I know I say this over and over, but it's true. I just love this energy. And the more I do it, then the more I work with other people, the more the energy changes, and it changes me. And I love the way that I am changing. So I am more than happy to have people to work with so that it can change them, but it can also change me, because it's a win-win situation. And when you're working with guidance, you always get win-win situations. That's another way you can tell whether or not you're coming from ego or you're coming from guidance. Because if you're coming from guidance, there are no losers. Everybody wins. And I'm glad you came back, Janetta. I noticed you dropped.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, okay. Because you know what? I must say, I guess Dean had all that energy. It just booted me off the call.
He's a powerful person, you know.
Indeed, I could feel that energy. But no, all of a sudden, I was just dropped off the call. And I said, oh, okay, let me get back in there. So, no, I just say, you know, to anybody out there, do the infinity healing. Can you imagine with Dean just doing that for those few minutes and how he felt, you know, the schedule to do a real good releasing? Hey, shoot, he'll be like that airplane. He'll be the pilot. Be the pilot of your life. You know, but like he said, you know, we live in a world where everything is rush, rush, and got to get this done, got to get that done. And it doesn't seem like we take times out for ourselves. And I've been there where, you know, being the mom and having to do things. And I mean, surely now I have things as well, but I have a different perspective of how it's going to affect me and my flow of life, because everybody's 911 isn't mine.
Yes, definitely. That is so true. And, you know, one of the things that I was guided to do yesterday was watch the movie The Shift, the movie that Dr. Wayne Dreyer made. And I love that movie. And I had never watched it before. Yeah. I can't believe I'd never watched it before. But it spoke to me on so many different levels. And one of the things that it was showing you, you know, that it's okay for you to get out of the rat race and to start allowing your life to flow from guidance. Mm-hmm. And it was a concept that some of the people in the movie had a problem with, because they're like, okay, if I just sit on my butt, nothing's going to change. My life is not going to get any better because I'm just sitting on my butt waiting for guidance. But actually, when you do step out, and it might take you a little while to adjust to having stepped out of all of that stuff, when you start listening to your guidance, you find that your life flows better than you ever imagined, and that time is no longer this fixed thing that you have to fight against. Time expands and contracts as it needs to, so that you can do whatever it is you're guided to do, so that you can be who you're being.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, this is kind of the woo-woo concept kind of stuff, is what they call it. But it actually works. And it's actually true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely worth investigating.
Right, right. You know, I had seen that movie, The Shift, by Wayne Dyer years ago. And it, as a matter of fact, I know somebody who has it. They better send it to me. No. But basically, I think in looking at that, you can identify with one of those characters. And if the audience doesn't really understand what we're talking about, it's Wayne Dyer's movie, The Shift. Wayne Dyer transitioned a couple of days ago. But the bottom line is understanding and looking at this movie, I'm pretty sure everybody can relate to one of those characters. It's about a movie about these different characters, and they have something going on, and they're all going to this one place to do this retreat. And I mean, how many of us always say we're going to take time out, we're going to go on a retreat, or we're going to go somewhere and just be at peace? And just as the caller Dean said, you know, he doesn't have time. He's trying to learn how to meditate. He's trying to do this meditation thing, and he just doesn't have the time. But when you're put in an environment where you have to, there's no other thing to do but that, to find yourself, you know, and to connect with who you truly are, to find your passion in this world, in this life, in this experience, then that's exactly what's going to happen when you allow it to happen. Because how many of us out here say, okay, well, I'm going to go to the store, I'm going to buy me a specific color of an outfit, and you are determined to get there and get it and pay it at a certain price. Now, if you can do that, think about the things in your life. You can do that as well.
Exactly. And people may not be aware that they're actually creating this, but if you are looking at your life and thinking, okay, I need the time to do this, I need the time to do that, and what you need to do is, what you want the time to do is to actually spend time with you, to focus on you, then you are putting that energy out there in the universe saying, I need the time, and the universe will find a way to make that work for you. One of the ways that they would always find for making it work for me when I said, okay, I need time for myself, is that I would lose my voice completely for a week. Well, once you lose your voice, you know, you can't go around talking to anybody about anything. And if you can't talk, people are okay with leaving you alone because you really can't communicate with them, so they're not getting the stuff that they need to get from you, and you can have a week just for yourself where you just have time for you. That's what they would do for me. They don't have to do that anymore, thank goodness.
Well, I think I'm going to use that one around my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to use that one. You know, I can't talk. You know, just do a silent whisper. Can't talk. And then you know what?
Works.
I'll find that. Yeah, I'll find that other people can do for themselves. They don't need me.
Exactly. You know, and for that week, I would not be doing all of the things that I would normally do for all of the people that I would normally do things for, and they all survived. You know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it was a revelation for you as a revelation to them. It's nothing personal. You can do it yourself. And go do it.
Exactly. Yeah. And be careful, you know, if you are one of those people that is so incredibly, incredibly busy and you're always saying you don't have time. Well, when they give you something that's going to give you that time, it's going to be as big as it needs to be to get your attention.
Yeah.
So you're creating it. Don't get mad, you know, if you're always saying I don't have time and you end up in the hospital where you've got, you know, a week to recuperate from whatever happened because you were the one that said you didn't have time and now you do. So
yeah.
We really do create what we experience. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 770. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Louise, and I'm calling from Atlanta. Wow, I just tuned in, and you said something that was profound for me because I have always felt that. Recreate
have time.
With our thoughts.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
And the frequency.
You know, go ahead.
Our thoughts, you know, and the words and the frequency that goes out. And I also want to ask you, do you feel as though that some of it is probably karma?
Karma is an interesting thing. I see karma more as the things that we haven't resolved. And so we carry things from one life to another if you believe in reincarnation. And if you don't, just pretend I didn't say it. Okay.
No, I do.
And it's because we want to let those things go. We want to be able to work through that. We want to learn the lessons. Everything is about the lessons. And so we create situations that allow us to learn. And if the lesson we need to learn is that we are good enough, we are okay, it's all right to love ourselves, then we usually create situations that reflect, I'm not good enough, it's not okay for me to love myself, so that it can finally sink into our heads and we can go, ah, I get it now, I am good enough.
Yes.
And then we learn the lesson.
Yes. Yes.
And
more
that's
than
what
good
it's all
enough.
About.
Exactly.
Yes.
And Louise, so I just want to
what,
say,
because I
had to do the mirror work myself.
Mm-hmm.
And and I say, okay, I got it. All those thoughts were mine. They I don't know where they came from. But they were my negative thoughts about me, and I said, okay, I finally got it, and it feels good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really
I just wanted to say that, you know, what we think about, we bring about.
Yes.
You know, so if you're sitting there thinking negative thoughts, then that's what's going to come to you. You're going to attract that. You're going to be the magnet of the negativity thought.
Yes.
So if you're thinking the great things and the happy things and the joyous things, guess what? That's what you're going to get.
That's what you're going to feel. That's so true.
Absolutely.
Because when I when I think of the happy, joyous thoughts, I start feeling it in my gut. I just feel so happy. I just want to laugh and give love, share love.
Yeah.
That's how it works for me. But, wow. I love this topic. But what do you have a specific question? Just whatever you see around me, I am open.
Okay, let's see what they want to say. Okay. So your guidance wants to give you a message, and I'm just going to let them say what they need to say. You'll know
okay.
when it's them talking because they'll usually call you dear one or beloved or something like that.
Okay.
And I need to say for those who are listening on the computer, in a little over a minute, you will no longer be able to hear us. Because we will be finished with our hour, but we will stay on the phone, so anyone on the phone, you'll still be able to hear, and everything will be on the recording. Okay, now, let's see what they want to say for you.
Okay.
Beloved, this journey called life is actually a blessing, and you are actually allowed to enjoy it, and you are becoming awake. You are realizing your beauty, your value, your truth, and that's what it's all about. When it comes to the whole issue of karma, we know that some people make this into a big deal, but it's really not. Everything is really all about you and the lessons that you're learning. We do not have you come into this world with huge burdens on yourself. You come in with the freedom to make your own choices. Now, some of you do decide to go back and take up all of the burdens that you've been carrying through all of those lifetimes, and we respect you completely, although that is optional. So you don't ever have to feel that karma is against you, because it's not. You are being bathed in love every moment of your existence. And if you allow yourself to just breathe in that love, to experience that love, to allow that love to be what you vibrate at every moment of your life, then there are no limits to what you can do, what you can create. How beautiful your light will be for the world. So know that any limitations that you feel are in your life are there because you chose to put them there. It was never God who said you had to be limited. That was you. That was what you decided you needed in order to learn what you needed to learn. And you can let it go at any time, any moment. You can just let it go. And when you let it go, truly let it go. We don't mean hang on to just a little of it just in case. Because if you let it go, then it is gone. So be the beautiful you that you came to be in this lifetime. Allow yourself to love you. And this is one of the lessons that you wanted to learn in this lifetime, and you are learning it. And it can get deeper and deeper, deeper than you ever imagined, because love is so much more than you've ever been taught to believe. We love you, and we look forward to every moment that we spend with you. You are a joy to us, and we are so glad that you are becoming a joy to yourself. Be well.
Beautiful.
Okay, that's the message they had for you.
Beautiful. I go back and listen to the archives later, but I like that. Thank you so much.
Yes,
yes.
You're
and
welcome.
Louise, can I interject here? Something just came to me. It says the love that you have put out or that you put out daily is coming back to you. You just receive and allow it to come to you. Just keep smiling, keep laughing, keep loving, and living your heart's desires.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you. That was a beautiful message.
Yes,
wow.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Can I continue
to listen?
Yes,
and I can feel your energy. Yeah, I feel your energy. You're beautiful. That
thank
love
you.
Is just coming
yes,
forth like rays of sun.
Thank you. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, Louise, is there any area of your life where you feel that you have blocks or anything that's in your way?
Well, the block that I had was loving me, not thinking that I was good enough. I had some beautiful opportunities in my lifetime, but I did not accept them because I did not think I was good enough. But like I said, I finally woke up from that nightmare.
Good.
Yeah, I finally woke up from that nightmare. I sure did. And I just love me and nurture me more every day.
Wonderful. Well,
yes.
One of the things that I do is called Infinity Healing, and it is connecting whomever I'm working with directly with the Creator so that they can clear out and install what needs to be installed and clear out the old stuff. And I forgot to say this, and thankfully Dean is still on the phone. Anytime you get Infinity Healing work done, the energy will continue to run until the issue is completely gone. So it doesn't end when the conversation is over. It can continue for years if it needs to. Whatever it is you need is what you're going to be getting, and there is no time limit on it. So I'm saying all that because, Louise, they want me to do an Infinity Healing statement or two for you. And this is going to deepen your love of yourself.
Okay.
So, would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth?
Yes.
That you really are a child of God. God created you. God created you with love, with infinite love, with love that knows absolutely no bounds. And it is okay for you to experience that love. That love that goes all the way to the depths of your soul, and to live in that love in every moment, and to have everything in your life spring forth from that love. so that each day your life just gets more and more beautiful. It gets bigger. It gets better. It gets more and more magnificent as you are allowing that love to guide you. You are allowing that love to shine forth from you. You are allowing yourself to be that love. And if you would like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take 3 nice deep breaths. Wow. Boy, your light just got so much brighter.
I love it. Woo. Thank you. Wow. Wow.
Now you're this lighthouse just shining. Whoa. Okay.
All right. Brought tears to my eyes. Wow. Wow.
You gave me goosebumps.
I
know, it was sending chills up and down my spine, and oh wow,
that okay, those chills. What does those chills actually indicating? Because sometimes I hear something or I see something and I get those chills. It's like ooh, is that my soul speaking to me?
That's energy moving in you.
Okay.
You know, usually you get those chills when you are experiencing something that is profound, when you are in an energy that is so incredible. And it's like that energy is moving through you and you can feel it. And it's like, oh, wow, you know. And it's just the energy that is coming into you that you are accepting.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And I usually call it my spiritual alignment chills, because you know you get a chill, you just like shake and it's like woo, you know, and it's like oh, I'm lining up, you know, and I can just feel it down my back, you know, my spine and
my leg.
Yes. So it's like as if we're this antenna and we're connection, you know, the connecting is just like taking you there, and it's so refreshing and it feels good. So enjoy that alignment and feeling good.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Greatly appreciate it.
Okay,
I want to know, could I, I know you have to go, but I want to know, is it okay if I continue to listen in?
Well, actually, the show is going to be ending when we finish our conversation with you. So was there anything else you had any questions about?
No, that was a beautiful message. I'm just going to absorb all of that today and just relish in it, just have a good time with it.
Yeah, I was going to tell Louise, we're your genie, so you better take advantage of it. No.
Unless you have another message for me. Oh, wow.
Well, let me see if there's any other messages.
I was
going to
say... No, go ahead. See what you see.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say about a relationship. I get attention, but I want that one-on-one, the special person. Do you see that?
Okay, let me see what they want to show me about that. Okay, so usually when I ask about relationships, whether or not somebody's going to come into someone's life or whatever, they kind of show me the person in the center and they show little lights going around that person, kind of like, you know, planes waiting to land or something. So let me see how many little lights they're showing me are around you. Okay, they're showing me 3 lights around you. Ooh, one of them is a really, really deep but bright purple. I think that's the one you probably want to choose. You're not going to tell me that name or anything. But, yeah, there is somebody, and that person you will have a very profound connection with. Okay.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Wow, I like that.
There's a little bit of stuff there that you've kind of got in the way of actually making that connection. So let's clear that out. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false beliefs that, releasing the false beliefs about how your connection with this wonderful person is supposed to go, about how it's all supposed to work. All of the stuff from the past that says this is what happened with this one, this is what happened with this one, so this must be what happens with this one, all of that kind of stuff, and just completely wipe the slate clean so that you are open and loving and accepting of everyone. And when you find that special someone, that'll just be another person that you love, and you can allow that relationship to grow. So if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for completely and totally releasing all expectations about relationships?
Yes. Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for cutting the cords to all of those past relationships that are not for your highest good, to every relationship that you ever had in your life that was not for your highest good that you're still attached to, for having those cords cut? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that those cords that are based in unconditional love will always be there? And some of those cords are attached to people from past lives and future lives, and you are already attached to these incredible people that are coming into your life that you haven't met in the physical yet. And so everyone that is meant to be in your life will be in your life. That's just the way it is. If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that relationships can be this wonderful, amazing, nurturing experiences, and that you don't have to have relationships full of drama and trauma and stress and all of that, that it's okay for you to learn through love? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. So what's your connection with music?
I love music. I love to dance.
Okay, well, get out there and dance then.
Yes, every chance I get, yes. Yes.
Yeah, do that more. Do it more. Allow yourself to express who you are through music, through dancing, through movement.
Okay.
And Purple likes music too. So
Purple,
you're going to be out there dancing. Well, I'll just call them Purple because that's the color I saw. The others, you know, seem to be perfectly nice and wonderful. They just weren't as intense as Purple. But Purple likes dancing, so let Purple find you when you're dancing. Ooh, that feels good. Okay.
Wow. Is that that Purple is someone I already know?
No.
No, okay.
That's a new person coming into
That's
your
a new
life.
Person coming. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Hey, Louise, who knows? You might be out there shaking it and somebody's going to, you're going to attract something.
That's true.
Yeah, I think you are. I think you are.
Wow, that's, yeah, you know, that is so true. I'm shaking it. Oh, wow.
Somebody,
yes, shake it, baby.
Yeah, Louise, is there somebody maybe that you've come across while you were dancing, or you had a dance partner that you kind of liked, or anything like that?
No.
No,
I have not been dancing here in Atlanta in a long time, but I was on vacation and I did a lot of dancing. And so, but I have been thinking about going dancing again here where I live in Georgia. But I do like dancing. I was invited to go for a dance group, but we have not set it up yet. This young man asked me, we'll go dancing. That's a good way to connect. And so, but as of yet, we have not set it up. So it's a dance group. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's African dancing.
Hey, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Get out there and start dancing.
Call them up and say you're ready to go dancing. What's up?
Yeah, that's why I asked the question, is this person I already know? Because I'm thinking maybe perhaps he's the one, but I'm, you know. But you said someone new, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
well, it's a new relationship.
It's not him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it will be very soon, so yeah. Get out
okay.
there, start dancing. Yeah.
I will. Might go this weekend.
Wonderful. Ooh, yeah, that does feel good. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta call us back and give us the ups.
I will. You guys are on every Friday?
I'm on every Tuesday and Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. Janetta is one of my guest hosts, and she's here the first Friday of every month.
Oh, the first Friday of every month. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm Barbara Grace. I'm the one that's actually the host of the show, and Janetta is my guest.
Okay.
So you can come back on a day when Janetta's not here, because Janetta's always listening too. So and
that's right.
I can pull her in, and we can talk to you and find out what's going on and hear all
okay.
the good stuff.
That would be fun. Okay.
Every yes, Tuesday, absolutely.
Central Times. Okay. Every Tuesday mm-hmm. and Friday at Central Time. And she's on every first Friday of each month. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you,
well,
lady.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Louise.
I feel good.
Thank you so much for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you
Have
do,
a great
and
day.
Now you're going to feel even better going out there dancing.
Yes,
that's
you
right.
Too, dear.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Thank
Have
you.
Fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Janetta, we've come to the end of the show. Boy, that was fun. I just love the people who call in. So, do you have any parting thoughts, young lady?
Any what? I'm sorry.
Parting thoughts?
Oh, just embrace love's embrace, and to just feel it through in through and around you, and just know and trust it to guide you, because it knows better than you, and then through that love, all things are possible.
Yes, definitely.
And I always say, you know, no problem's a problem. It's a situation that's temporary, and the best is just a thought away.
Yes, definitely. And that's really one of the important parts about letting go, because when you let go of the problem, then you can actually see a solution. You can actually step into the solution. But you can't get there as long as you're hanging on to the problem. So we've got to learn to let go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to next month.
Oh, me too. Hey, we never know what's going to be coming up, and this is wonderful. And I think the next one, if it fits into your schedule, we can make the show an hour and a half instead of just an hour, because we actually went an hour and 20 minutes today. So, but
okay,
let me know whether or not that works for you. And if it does, we'll make that our norm. We can change it anytime we need to, because it's the beauty of life.
Yes.
And thank you again for agreeing to be my guest and for being the wonderful, wonderful woman that you are. And you're such a blessing in my life.
Ditto, ditto. Same to you, baby. Love you much. And love the listeners. Yes. And have a great,
wonderful week. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful holiday. And I will be back on Tuesday. And go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and book that free discovery session, 20 minutes just for you, so that you can start changing your life. And send me an email if you have any questions to barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I will talk to you on Tuesday. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you, Janetta. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.